It is now time for the weekly wrestling report. Westerns Knights head wrestling coach Scott Vaughn and Scott, of course, Diversity in action on Saturday in the Berkshire Battle for the Belt and finished up in third place out of 20 teams, 12 wrestlers finished up on the podium. Take us through that tournament.
Yeah, it's a good tournament we started going to last year. Gets the kids matches, and you know, I thought we wrestled pretty well, you know, again without Loudon and Peyton. You know, we were sitting in second place for the majority of the day. We had two bad rounds where we didn't wrestle our best, but I was really happy with how we finished that final round, the placement round, going 11-1. I was really happy to see that result. You know, that means the kids are competing. It seems like they're in decent shape because, you know, if you're not in good shape wrestling all those matches at the end of the day, you're exhausted. You're not taking care of your body. So I really like seeing that. Rolling through the placers, White Crab, Liam Angle, Gabe Umstead, Lincoln Gones, Cam McCluggage, and Easton Ross all took third place. Taking fifth place, Oliver Hiller, Noah Grassball, and Dylan Sowers. And then we had Oliver Roberts took seventh place. Logan Lida took seventh place, and then Finn McClintock took sixth place. So it was nice seeing especially some of those younger guys get on the podium for a few of them, the first time they've been on the podium this year. So it was nice to see them have success, and a lot of those guys wrestled really well, too, to get to that situation.
Good to see those young guys wrestling well. In addition to that, the GV had the Northwedge Varsity Invitational as well taking place on Saturday, and three wrestlers had top six finishes.
Yeah, so we kind of talked about it last week. We try to get those kids into varsity tournaments so, you know, when it's their turn to be in the lineup, you know, they're prepared for that. So overall, they wrestled pretty well, but we had three on the podium. So Wade Miller took fifth place, Ashton Cornwell and Calvin Pendleberry both took sixth place. And then, you know, that pulled a bracket style tournament. Sometimes if you lose one or even sometimes two, it kind of sets you up where you can't really place. I know Caden Markley, I think he went 3-2 and still didn't play. So it was kind of a tough situation, but good experience overall for those kids that aren't necessarily in the lineup.
Absolutely. And also looking at the middle school wrestlers, of course, they had the Knights Invitational in the dungeon on Saturday and finished up in fifth place out of 17 teams. Rowan Matty was a champion.
Yeah, so this tournament is kind of similar to our varsity tournament at home. It's kind of turned into quite the hammer tournament. But again, you know, the middle school is seeing a lot of success. I know they're still battling sickness, so they had a few kids out of the lineup, which I think kind of affected their fifth out of 17th result. I think they could have maybe been a little bit higher with everybody in the lineup, but fifth out of 17, like you said, Rowan Matty took first place. Mason Dye and Colson Wagers took third. Clint Burgett, Bryson Snyder, and Josie Hoover took fourth place. Gavin Hoover, Hudson Ross took fifth. Weston Rogers, Rourke Taggart, Jake Lennington, Jet Justice, and Riker Stokovich all took sixth. So I think the majority of the kids all at least won one match. So that, you know, Coach Wilcox and his staff really have done a nice job with that team so far this year.
Good effort for them on Saturday. And also the attack team wrestlers at that level on Sunday had the OAC Youth State Tournament Zanesville District Qualifier over at Maysville and just missed out on the state tournament.
Yeah, we had 15 kids, which is unbelievable. I know I was talking to Maslin Perry's old head coach. You know, he stepped down after last season, and I was kind of talking to him. He's a good guy. He was saying that they had about seven kids there, and he was asking me how many we had. And I was like, I don't know. I've been running around like crazy trying to help coach, and we had 15 kids signed up for that. So that's an unbelievable number. Had to have been one of the, as far as numbers go, one of the bigger teams that were there. So I was, first off, I want to just say how impressed I was for kids to go out. And this is not a mandatory thing. This is, you know, they sign up on their own, you know, because the OAC is separate from the OIWA, which we wrestle every week. So I was very impressed with the number of kids that we had and the way they competed. You know, they wrestled really hard. That district was unbelievably difficult. I know, you know, for my youngest, Jordan, he was a returning state placer. There's three other returning state placers in his weight, and then two additional state qualifiers from just in his bracket. So that district was extremely tough. We unfortunately didn't get anybody out, but Dawson Miller, Chanson Hart, and Fletcher Hawkins took fifth place. So, you know, if they choose not to wrestle at another district, they would be a state alternate. And then Nash Conkle took sixth place. And, you know, Dawson, Chanson, and Fletcher, they've been wrestling for a real long time. They competed really hard. I'm really proud of those guys. But I wanted to highlight Nash Conkle. You know, we've been watching this kid. He's a second grader, first year wrestler. He is so impressive watching him wrestle. He's doing things that a lot of the older kids, it takes him a while for them to learn how to do. And he wrestles so hard. And taking sixth place at that district was pretty impressive for a first year kid. So awesome job by those four individuals, you know, placing. I imagine imagine that we'll probably have quite a few kids try again at another district, but that was a tough one. It was a meat grinder, and it was impressive the way those kids competed. Even the ones that didn't place, you know, they wrestled really hard.
Looking at this week here, the varsity does have a makeup meet for the Clear Fork Duel at Clear Fork, and also the middle school as well this Thursday.
Yeah, so we'll make up that duel. In the middle school, we'll wrestle at 6. The varsity will wrestle at 7:30. And it's kind of a tough situation. You get down to the end of the season. You don't want to bunch up your schedule. You're trying to get everybody healthy and ready for sectionals and state duels and all that stuff. So fortunately, we were able to get it scheduled this week. So it'll be Thursday. And again, middle school will start at, it'll be at Clear Fork. Middle school will start at 6. And then high school will start immediately following roughly like 7:30.
Then it goes followed up with a big one. Of course, on Saturday, it'll be at West Holmes. The Todd Day Memorial Tournament, of course, otherwise known as the Knights Invitational, takes place at West Holmes on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm excited for the name change. It's been the Knights Invitational or the Marine Corps Knights Invitational for a very long time. Before that, it was the Tri-West Tournament where it was kind of a unique situation back in the day. We would host it one year and then Triway would host it the next year and we just alternate. But we kind of took it over probably in the 2000s. But yeah, I'm excited to rename it the Todd Day Memorial. Obviously, Todd has done a lot for not only the wrestling team, but West Holmes. You know, he was a teacher for, you know, a long time, 30 plus years as a coach and an athletic director. And, you know, the dedication that he showed to not only the wrestling program, but West Holmes, we were very happy to dedicate this tournament in honor of his memory. So wrestling will start Saturday at 10 a.m. And it's always a meat grinder. There's been several years where in the semis or the finals, we've had, you know, potential state finals matchups. And I'm excited to see how the guys compete this weekend.
A WKLM looking forward to live streaming the Todd Day Memorial Tournament throughout the day here. So you can certainly be invited to come out and be a part of that at West Holmes and also watch our live stream coverage on Saturday, of course, on the WKLM YouTube page. So looking forward to that. And also at the attack team level on Sunday, the OYWA Mid-Division Varsity Tournament takes place at West Holmes.
Yeah, I mean, following along the theme here, it's a meat grinder of a tournament. Usually, you know, the top four placers you'll see wrestling at the state tournament. So we have an awesome league, a lot of teams in our league tournament too. So that wrestling will start at 9 a.m. And if you haven't got an opportunity to come out and watch the kids, they're an awesome group of kids that wrestle really, really hard. So I would highly recommend coming out, watching the kids at 9 a.m. on Sunday at our home tournament.
All right, Scott, so a busy week once again. I appreciate your time and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, very busy week. I appreciate it. And also, yeah, you guys live streaming our varsity tournament. I know that's a long day for you guys, but we do appreciate the live stream and publicity for our wrestling team.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. That's the voice of West Holmes Knights, head wrestling coach Scott Vaughn on the weekly wrestling report.